Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. The first reading in the gospel today show this dynamic between too little faith and then an abundance of faith. So in the first reading from the book of Numbers, we see how Moses, who's been journeying with the Israelites through the desert, is finally getting close to the point where they might be able to enter into the promised land. And so Moses sends one representative from each tribe to go into this land that the Lord wants them to take and to see what is it like. And when they come back, this is what they tell Moses. They say, "We went into the land to which you sent us. It does indeed flow with milk and honey, and here is its fruit. However, the people who are living in the land are fierce, and the towns are fortified and very strong." And they go on to talk a little bit about the land and the people that are there, but mostly they continue to emphasize how big the people are who live there and how they're giants. And Caleb is the only one who trusts in the Lord. And so he says to Moses, "We ought to go up and seize the land, for we can certainly do so." And because the other men are scared, they begin to kind of rile up the rest of the people and to tell them that they're too strong for us, we can't do this, essentially that we'd just be walking into our death. Which is interesting because the Lord has been leading them through the wilderness. He's led them out of slavery. He's leading them into freedom. And now he wants to bring them into a place that they can settle in, a place where they can rest. And they're scared. They don't trust the Lord. And if I'm being honest, the same thing can happen a lot in my own life too. That I trust the Lord in these different steps, but then there's a certain point when I begin to worry and to question, and maybe when it's right on the brink of receiving what I've been promised, and I just begin to worry about all of the things that could go wrong, all of the details that I don't have a solution for. The Lord is telling them that they're going to enter into this land and they're going to fight and they're going to win it. And even though the land yields an abundant harvest, they still are fearful that the Lord's going to abandon them. And so they have this lack of faith. And I think that's very easy for us to relate to, because trusting in the Lord requires us to step out and to trust and to not know all the answers all the time and to not know exactly a play-by-play of what's going to take place. But it involves this continual surrender of, "Lord, I trust that you want my good and that you're going to provide even in the places where I don't understand how you could provide." So that passage from the book of Numbers is a stark contrast to the Gospel of Matthew, where we see this Canaanite woman who is calling out to the Lord, and Jesus, when he's speaking to her, seems a little bit harsh. He says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she continues and she says, "Lord, help me." And he says, "It's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." And she says, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. So in the first reading, we see the situation where the Lord is telling them he's going to be with them. And they see the people, they're frightened, and then they exaggerate their story so that everybody doesn't call for them to move into this land. And then in the gospel, we see Jesus, it seems like he's being uncharacteristically harsh. But I've also heard different people speaking about this passage say that the Lord is revealing how great her faith is by continuing to kind of push her off or to not yield immediately to what she desires so that she can demonstrate this great faith that she has, that the Lord can and will help her daughter. And so we want to learn from the mistakes that the Israelites made in this first reading, and then to also learn from the great faith of this Canaanite woman, who, even though there seemed to be a lot of reasons why she shouldn't put all of her trust in the Lord, she chooses to, and she is faithful, and she's persistent. And the Lord is calling us to drop our worries and our fears, the questions that we have, even if they're like good and reasonable questions, and to surrender to the Lord and to trust that he desires to work for us, that he desires to provide for us, and that even if that providence looks different than what we want or what we're hoping for, that he's always willing our good. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you would pour into our hearts an even deeper faith and trust in you. Thank you for the ways that you've provided for us, for the ways that you satisfy us and fulfill us. Lord, in all of the situations where you are testing our faith or calling us to increase our faith by withholding what we want or striving to give us an opportunity to demonstrate our faith in you, Lord, help us to remain faithful. Help us to follow through and to always trust in your promises. St. John Vianney, pray for us.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.